You're listening to The Dollop on the All Things Comedy Network. Garrett's album comes out this week. It's called Riddled with Disease. You can get it December 6th. You can go pre-order it right now on all the places where they sell albums. I feel like a proud parent. My little guy is making an album. It's very exciting. If it doesn't sell well, he's going to chop off my foot. But that's a whole different thing.
We're brought to you in part by Policy Genius. Look, if someone relies on you for financial support, whether it's a child or an aging parent or even a business partner, you need life insurance. Life insurance, it gives you peace of mind. So if something happens to you, your loved ones, they're going to have a financial cushion to pay for things like rent, mortgage, loans, education, just everything, daily expenses. And usually life insurance gets more expensive as you age. So it start a policy soon rather than, you know, waiting on it. So look, head over to policygenius.com and answer a few questions about yourself. And in just a few minutes, you can work out how much life insurance coverage you need. And then you compare personalized quotes to find your best price. You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. And they work for you. So Policy Genius works for you, not the insurance companies. So you can trust them to offer unbiased help and advocate for you at every step until you're covered. They don't add on extra fees. They don't sell your info to third parties. So head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
We are brought to you in part by Zen Business. Look, a lot of people right now, the great resignation is on. They're like, they're out of their jobs. They're like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want more control over my life. I want a better life. I don't want a boss man telling me what to do. And so a lot of people are starting their own business. Zen Business is very, very helpful. They got an all-in-one platform. It guides you as a new entrepreneur through all the stuff you have to go through to get it going, an LLC or whatever you're going to set up. Got a super easy pricing structure. Starts as low as $49. And then look, they're not going to hit you with a bunch of hidden fees. It's all very straightforward. What they say is what it is. They have a very fast and simple business formation for LLC and other business structures. Worry-free compliance and annual filings, so you can stay in good standing with the state. You can secure an employee ID number so you can open a bank account, hire employees, protect your person, all that stuff. I wish I had had Zen Business when I started my business. It would have freed up all that time I spent on paperwork and all that stuff, so I could have just focused on the business. So look, Zen Business has helped hundreds of thousands of people get their business off the ground by guiding them every step of the way and making it easier to launch a successful business. Get started today for as low as $49 at zenbusiness.com/dollop. That's zenbusiness.com/dollop. So now I'm going to play a podcast that we recorded in Denmark. Yeah, Copenhagen. It was an amazing show. This was such a great show. So please enjoy.
Hello. Hello. Copenhagen, it's very nice to be inside of you. It is. We've been backstage pounding glog.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
That's good shit.
Glug?
Glug?
Boy, Dave really does have a hard job. I mean, I said one thing and I got it wrong. I was like very confident in it.
Glug. You guys know what the letters are, right?
Dave, we haven't even started.
You're listening to The Dollop. This is a bicentennial American history podcast.
Once every 100 years?
Once every 200 years.
Once every 200 years? Oh, that makes sense.
I read a story.
Your name?
Oh, I, Dave Anthony, read a story.
Drinker
from American.
Of glog.
Read from Glock.
Glock.
It sounds like some Klingon thing.
We spoke to Glock.
It's Swedish?
We're in the intro.
Great. Yeah, we're in the intro. Stop it. I read a story from American or Danish history. To my friend
Gareth Reynolds, who has no idea what the topic will be about.
And Nemesis.
Yes, and
Gareth Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I asked someone what the name was and back, and I already forgot it, how to say it. So we'll see what happens. December 14th, 1586. Tico. Do you guys know who it is already? Some of you do. Otterson Bra? Yeah? And his twin brother were born in Knutstrup Castle. I will never forgive Scandinavian countries for doing that shit with what should be a silent K. Knutstrup, Knut Castle, Scania, Denmark. Scania? Who gives a shit? He was the heir to several of Denmark's noble families. His grandfathers had served in Danish king's privy councils. His twin brother died before he could be baptized.
I was wondering why we didn't know his name. Cheers, yes, let's celebrate that. Okay, so...
Well, then you get all the presents.
Yeah, right, and all the good qualities. Then you usurp them.
Yep. There's nothing better than having a twin die.
Well, having one live seems pretty... You're right, sorry, I didn't mean to...
Tico's parents would go on to have 11 more kids, 8 of who lived.
Pretty decent.
Yep, Tico was the oldest one. Now, at 2, Tico was stolen by his uncle and aunt.
Now, that seems like a hard crime to get away with. Right? You just, like, see him 2 years later, you're like, that Tico? No, nope. No, we're calling him Tico, but it's not. How's your Tico? Oh, that's right. So weird. All right, Tico.
Well, apparently, so the uncle and aunt, Jorgen Bra and Inger Ox, they had been promised when Tico and the twin were born that they would get one.
What? Is like a...
I think they couldn't have kids.
Oh, so a and weird so he sort was of like, surrogacy?
He was like, yeah, you can have one.
Yeah.
You can have one of them. There's two. And he's also really rich, the brother, Jorgen's.
And then,
rich.
So the brother felt like when the one died, he was like, well, deal's a deal, buddy. What are you?
So,
mine's,
after...
yours is the one that died. Mine's the one that's here, that's living. Dibs. I'm dibbing him.
Yeah, here's yours. It's in a bag.
No. I'm not. No, nice try, asshole. I guess I shouldn't have thrown that bag so far.
Yeah, so he reneged on the deal after the one died. So when the second, when they were having their second kid's being born, that's when Jorgen kidnapped Tico. He's like, this is my chance.
This is Rumpelstiltskin.
And apparently, Tico's parents were like, yeah, whatever. I mean,
well,
we reneged on the deal in the first place, so you can have him. And no one was really upset. They were like, yeah.
Tico was probably like,
Well, he was the thing I read. They're like, well, he was 2, so he probably wasn't affected. I'm like,
no, because we all know that trauma. Yeah,
kids don't bond until they're 3.
The
I don't
early,
know.
They always say, hit them with the trauma from 1 to 3. That's where it won't affect them long term. And you can shout at the womb. Just shout at the mother's stomach nonstop. Nothing affects them at that age.
Nope, nothing.
You really get 3 years to figure it out. Just be like, you are a piece of shit.
Yep. Who's your dad? Not me. I don't know.
Your uncle. This is your uncle, daddy.
But it also could have maybe been because they were insanely rich. Anyway, he was raised on the island of Langeland. Yeah, all right. Well, that was fucking crazy. His uncle treated him well as a son. He made Tico his heir. He went to Latin school, and then when he was 12, to the University of Copenhagen. He studied law, but also got into other subjects, particularly astronomy.
Okay. Sure. You think you want a big reaction from me on that?
See where you're at. On August 21st, 1560, he experienced a solar eclipse.
Okay.
And so at the time, astronomy was a new science, but they predicted the eclipse.
Interesting.
And people were like, flip the fuck
out. Dude, they're crazy now. Back then, they were like, all right, God's picking one of us. This is it.
Well, they were more like they just couldn't believe that someone had predicted it.
Right.
Like, they're just like, what the fuck? But people were panicking, you know, because it's a...
This man's in cahoots with the moon.
That's right. Kill him. You kill that
person. You kill that person for sure.
Yeah.
Well, it's an amazing prediction, but clearly this man's a wizard and must be drowned. Drown the wizard.
In France, people ran to church to make confessions.
That's their version of a panic.
Chet, especially in France, dude. I've been fucking everything with a heartbeat. I hate my wife. The sun's back out. Prank. Big prank. Pranked you, God.
The prediction was actually a day off, but people were still astounded. I mean, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Tigo was very impressed. It really blew his mind, and it got him into astronomy.
Okay.
He then wanted to make more accurate predictions, because the day off thing, he's like, we can fucking nail this better.
Okay, right.
And he started buying instruments and books for astronomy and learning.
Okay, sure.
But his uncle wanted him to be a civil servant.
His dunkle. Okay.
Well, also his kidnapper, whatever you want to call him.
Sure.
He set up a tour for him of European universities.
Okay.
He was given a mentor, Anders Sorensen Vettel, who was 19.
Okay.
So he's 15. His mentor is 19.
I know. One time, my mother got me a babysitter when I was 11, who was 12, and I was like, this is bullshit.
That sounds like a date.
Yeah, it was like, she was like, I don't know, I mean, maybe after. I was like, I don't think you get to tell me what to do, peer. Okay, so there's a 3-year difference.
Yep, 4. Well, 19 and 15 is 4-year difference. So after a while, he managed to talk Anders into letting him learn astronomy while they were on the tour.
Okay.
So they left Copenhagen in February 1562. And in March, they began attending Leipzig University in Germany. Leipzig? Okay. Yeah, all right, Leipzig. Okay. There, Tycho noticed that the two competing systems of mathematical astronomy were not accurate, and if there was going to be any progress in astronomy, systematic, rigorous observation, and most importantly, nightly observation was needed.
Nightly observation, okay. Every
night. Sure. Get really fucking get into it.
Sure. You don't need to
swear. Don't fuck around. Don't be like every 3 days going out there and looking at the stars. Get out there and do your fucking job.
Are you okay?
Do your fucking job. Look
Chill
at the
out.
Fucking stars.
Settle down, buddy.
How about you fucking be Stop. A fucking astronomer
Stop
instead of
shouting.
The fucking bullshit you're
Stop
doing.
Stop swearing.
It's Look at the fucking stars All every right. goddamn night.
Well, you know, we could have released this one for kids if we wanted, but not anymore. Sounds like a really wholesome story, but then you went on a fuck parade. Like that French guy. Mm.
Did you guys have Pepe Le Pew over here, the rape cat? Mm-hmm.
Remember when that was
rape
funny?
Skunk, right?
He was a skunk who would then rape disguise cats. Himself. Well, it would disguise himself as a cat and then, yes, try to rape them.
Yeah, cartoons are hilarious.
Yeah, for sure.
He started keeping detailed journals. He started refining old instruments and building new ones.
Okay.
He started studying astrology.
Yeah.
Making horoscopes for different famous people.
Well, that's new.
You gotta do a side job.
That's new.
You gotta have a side job.
Right. So that's a fun wrinkle, isn't it?
Tycho and Anders went back to Denmark in 1565. Denmark was now at war with Sweden, which you guys probably done a lot over the years.
What?
Fuck them, right?
Oh, yeah.
No, they tired of their shit.
Trust, we were there. They feel the same way for whatever reason.
They're not happy with you guys at all.
Yeah, we're like, you guys, no, don't you fight. But you guys are like, yeah,
and
fuck
when
them.
when we're there, we say fuck you guys.
I did not
we just
say
whatever.
That. I said
whatever
to them, I said no. Yeah. Oh well, then you heard. Okay. Well, fuck it. Yeah. Okay. We placate. Okay. Whatever.
Were you guys also neutral during World War II? You were occupied because they were neutral. We flopped. That's the best description. All right. Anyway, great war. So Denmark's at war with Sweden, and his uncle father had become a national hero.
Okay.
He helped sink a Swedish ship.
Okay.
And a little while later, Jorgen and the king were in Copenhagen, and they got really shit-faced.
Okay.
They're having a good time.
Great. Sounds fun.
They're walking, and the king fell into the Copenhagen Canal.
Oh, boy. So the king is hammered.
Hammered.
Okay. Now, this is a time when the king would just walk around hammered like just some bar rat?
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm sure he can still do that here.
Yeah, that's like what we keep saying Boris Johnson does, just roaming the streets. You're like, why is he out here? People are just going to yell at him.
So Jorgen jumped in to save the king.
Okay.
He did, but soon after, Jorgen came down with pneumonia and died.
Oh, shit. Well, that's dark.
Yeah. Well, we already had a baby die, so...
We got a lot of them.
When Tycho returned to Denmark, the rest of his family were very unfriendly to him. They hated his stargazing.
Okay, right. He's a dreamer.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He got the inheritance. His mom got some stuff. Or Inger, the mom aunt. Inger Ox.
The Mont.
In 1566, Tycho went to study at the University of Rostock.
Okay.
He studied medicine.
Okay.
Now he was into medical alchemy and botanical medicine.
Oh, wow. Okay. So
on December 10th, 1566, now 20-year-old Tycho got into an argument with his third cousin, Manderup Parsberg.
Sure.
Sometimes you just got to get a normal name.
Yeah, no. And
you know what?
Yeah.
Any Manderups here? Where are my Manderups at? So they were shit-faced, and they got into... This is at a professor's home at the school, and it's like a party, and they're shit-faced, and they get into an argument over a mathematical formula.
Oh, well, we've all been there. I mean, that's like...
Me and you.
Yeah, that's like... Well, we have this classic debate about how many years is between 15 and 19, and we we do it all the time at the bar.
That's right.
That's classic
one of our big, one of our big ones.
Oh, and we'll never know the answer. That's what's so vexing.
That's just it.
It's so frustrating about
until
it.
Until some math genius solves that.
Until some guy comes along and Goodwill's huntings this. Yeah. We're not doing that's anything.
Right. The argument almost came to blows. They had to be separated.
Hmm.
And then a couple
fractions.
Yeah. Oh my God. Don't get them into decimal points. They'll fucking lose their shit. So then this happened again a couple weeks later at a Christmas party.
Okay, well, maybe they need to stop going to the same events.
Yeah, but, well, they're cousins.
Well, still, third cousins.
Yeah, so this time they agreed to settle it with a duel.
Just makes total sense to get it to this level.
So they're drunk and they go outside.
Oh, they're drunk, so they're having a drool.
They get their swords and...
They get their swords?
Yeah.
They're sword dueling?
Yeah, they're sword dueling drunk.
Okay.
In the dark.
In the dark? Okay.
They're doing it in
the
dark.
Well, let's evaluate for a moment, shall we? So they got drunk. Now they're going to have a sword duel drunk in the dark.
Yeah.
On pure impulse, no planning.
Yeah.
Over math.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to time in.
They fought, and Tycho lost a piece of his nose, a large piece, most of his nose.
Okay, so Tycho's noseless.
And he was slashed on the forehead, so he had a big slash, scar.
Slash, let's not worry about that. Nobody's going to be looking at your slash. People are going to be like, "What happened? Where's your nose, Tycho?" And it's not that cute game your dad uncle plays with you.
Yo, I got your nose. Yeah. I really have your nose.
Yeah. Oh, shit, that's not funny.
He was cared for at the university, and after he healed, began wearing a prosthetic nose.
Okay.
It was a brass nose kept in place with paste or glue.
Yeah, I mean, well, definitely when you're replacing it, get something that'll rust. Yeah, okay, so now he's just gluing a bronze nose to his face.
Yeah.
Great.
He would carry extra paste with him for the rest of his life in case it started to come off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's a weird thing to be around when you're hanging, or just when you're talking to someone and they're like, oh, hold on.
Oh, Tycho, you got to go repaste. I'm going to go powder my nose. I mean, put paste beneath it, I mean.
But he and his cousin made up after.
That's a tough
No hard feelings.
Over. What? Many hard feelings.
Tycho was known by those who knew him to, quote, not hold anger and offense, but was ever ready to forgive.
That's okay.
Okay.
Also, yeah, might be time to stop drinking.
Tell you, someone cuts off my nose, I'm taking their eyes.
Yeah. I will hold a grudge at least.
Yeah.
I certainly won't be it's all good.
Yeah. It's just a nose.
Whatever, man. I'm still pissed about the forehead slash. That hurt, but the nose is what it is. You can barely tell. That's why I went with such a big one.
So Tycho had red hair, blue eyes, a trim pointed beard, handlebar mustache, and now a metal nose.
Tell you what, Dave, now that I hear the look, I like it. Yeah. I would...
It's a little
no
piratey,
shame,
right?
Yeah, it's like, and by the, if you're walking around, that's peacocking. That's a calling card, signature look.
Yeah.
Right?
And the ladies are into it because you're dangerous.
Yeah.
You know?
Hell yeah. Right, yeah.
Hardity blow.
Yeah, well, for sure, but... Yeah.
But you could probably figure out a way to do cocaine without a nose.
It's probably easier. You just probably take it down and just like, poof, like flick it in there. Like, oh. Yeah.
I wonder if you couldn't smell anymore, if you can still smell. I wonder where the...
Probably not. I don't know. I got no idea. That's pure speculation.
We should look that up.
Well, that's
your
part.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, no. Tweet me. I'm going to get those.
Oh.
Don't ask
Jesus
questions.
Christ, Dave. I was shouting at my stereo in the car today. You can still smell, just not as well, dumbass.
He went home in 1567. His plan was to become an astrologer. Usually the men in the family went into politics and law. But they were okay with him going the science route.
Okay.
Tycho traveled. He went to Rostock, Augsburg, Basel, Freiburg. In 1568, he was approached.
That's good, Dave.
You don't
you're,
know?
You're doing great. No, yeah. People are nodding.
No, I don't think they even know what these places are.
Oh.
In 1568, he was appointed a canon at the Cathedral of Roskilde.
He was what?
Appointed a canon. Roskilde. What? No, that's not a thing he just said. It's
Wait,
literally not a word.
He's appointed a canon?
Yeah, it's like a church guy.
Oh, okay. Otherwise, I thought the wizard was back, and he's like, you're a canon. I've appointed you.
No, he's not a real canon.
No, well, he's got a nose like a canon.
Yeah. It basically allowed him to study. He, you know, maybe
okay.
It's like a scholarship situation.
Okay, gotcha.
From a church.
Sure.
I don't know. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, right.
So,
the Lord doth.
Yeah, the Lord. At the end of 1570, his real father became ill. So Tycho returned to Knutstorp Castle. His dad died in May.
Okay.
The war with Sweden had ended, and now a new uncle helped Tycho build an observatory and an alchemy laboratory.
Great. Okay.
That year, he fell in love with Kirsten Hansen.
Okay.
But she was a commoner.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Right? Fucking dirty.
Yeah. Well, he also had a brass nose, so...
Yeah. So Tycho couldn't marry her. If he did marry her, he would be out as a noble.
Okay, so, all right.
But there's a loophole.
Ah.
Danish law allowed something called a morganatic marriage, also known as a left-handed marriage. They could live together openly as husband and wife for 3 years. And after that,
what?
It became a legal marriage.
Oh.
But her social status would remain the same. She'd always be a commoner. And any kids they had would be commoners.
I mean...
They wouldn't even get Tycho's last name, and the kids would not get his inheritance.
So if you are a commoner, there's no way to break out of that.
It's still the same.
Yeah. Essentially, yeah.
Yeah. But okay. but by design, they don't want commoners. Yeah. First of all, you wanna keep fucking within the same family pool.
Of course. Exactly.
But secondly, you know, these commoners come in, they don't know the rules.
Yeah, you don't want to catch it. And you can't educate anyone ever. It's impossible, as we've learned. Nobody.
That's right.
That's why you've never heard a story of someone coming from nothing and making something of themselves.
That's
because
right.
It's a full impossibility.
I stopped listening to you.
Sir, you can put all your items from your pockets on the stage if you like to. Just feel if there's anything else. Yeah, treat it like a table at your home. Just if you want to rail
He's
some lines, feel free. Yeah, get it up there. Let's treat it like security. Empty your pockets. Great.
Yeah.
Good. Okay,
hotel
great.
Key. Yeah.
Perfect.
Wallet.
Get a little something back there. Get it on stage.
Oh,
perfect.
It's more. Right. Credit card. Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay, good.
All right. Anything else?
I can text you the code afterwards.
Okay.
Well, okay
that got
perfect.
Weird. That
Lovely.
Got sexy.
Yeah. That's.
So that's what he went with. He moves in with
okay.
Yeah.
I think that's a. I mean, I probably yes. It's gonna be very difficult for her too to be like you feel like you are weighing someone down socially.
Well, she is.
Yeah, well, of course, Dave, yes. It seems like you have some
But also, you know, the counterpoint to that is he doesn't have a nose. And he should be lucky that anyone wants to have sex with him, because if you're having sex with him, the nose comes off. Like, how do you ever get over that?
Well, that's what people with Michael Jackson had to go through. I don't mean people.
But what does a boy know?
Yeah. Let's keep going. Quickly.
So King Frederick had not been able to marry the woman he loved because she was a commoner, so okay. He respected Tycho's choice.
Okay.
But a lot of Tycho's family are not happy. Many churchmen held it against him for years, but they started cranking out kids, started banging them out.
Okay.
They love fucking.
Yeah. Well, cheers to that.
Cheers. In 1572, he observed some stuff with a star, Tom putting it, that I really didn't understand when I read about it, but he saw where a star had not been previously, a new star appear, and uh-huh. Then he published a book, De Nova Stella. He came up with the term nova.
Okay.
So he invented that term,
sure.
Which meant new star. Before this, everyone was going by what Aristotle had said years ago, which is the heavens were perfect and they never changed.
Right.
So this is the first time someone's going, they're changing.
Aristotle's.
People
okay.
are flipping
what,
out.
Are we
over,
having like...
people are literally like...
Are Jewish people getting married in the crowd right now? The fuck is going on? Mazel.
You guys got rid of all them though, right? So... Awkward. True. Awkward.
Forever,
true.
Forever too soon.
So it comes out. It's a really big deal.
Sure.
He didn't think much of astronomers who dismissed this idea. At the beginning of the book, he wrote, quote, "O thick wits, O blind watchers of the sky." That's how he fucking opened that shit up.
Pretty good.
He's like, hey, dumb fucks who don't think shit's changing.
Nice
what if you look up at the fucking sky, yeah. Dumbasses?
I mean, Aristotle was such an idiot.
Yeah. You don't hear that very often. But
no,
that
it's a rare take,
that's
but good lord.
That's a dollop take. The book made him very well known amongst scientists. He ended up, he upended everything previously assumed about the heavens.
Okay.
He and his wife had a daughter, Christine, on the 12th of October, 1753. Don't get attached to that one.
She's about to twin it.
In 1574, they had another daughter, Magdalene. Tycho published more work from his observatory, and he started to lecture on astronomy. And then in 1575, he went on a tour of Europe. He went to other observatories and became an agent for the Danish king. So okay. The Danish king wants to work on a new palace.
Okay.
And he goes, well, if you're going out there, can you hire craftsmen and artisans and get me a really sweet castle?
Sure, okay.
So he's doing double duty. He's doing science, and he's also
building a dream castle for
like a headhunter.
Right.
And when he came back, he'd gotten the king what he wanted, and the king was very happy, and he rewarded him. He offered him a choice of lord.
A nose.
So there's some things I can't do.
I want a nose, though. You said you'd give me anything. I hate the brass one. I want a real nose, like a real boy.
And this is where the thing about I get really upset that
I found you the best people. You said I got one wish. Yeah, I want my nose back.
I know. If your twin,
and if I have a half wish, I want the slash on my forehead too. That is just.
If your twin was alive, we could do this. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only thing holding us back. Because I would turn around and cut his fucking nose off right now if he was here. But he died like a fucking loser. So I would blame your twin.
I'll take new shoes.
So he's offered lordships, but Tycho just didn't want lordships. He wanted to focus on science. Quote, I did not want to take possession of any of the castles our benevolent king so graciously offered me. I am displeased with society here, customary forms, and the whole rubbish.
Wow, okay.
So he thinks...
Sassy.
He thinks Copenhagen is shit. He's like, this is not the place. Science is blown up in Basel, and that's where he wanted to be. Is it Basel? It's Basel, right? Yeah, I watch soccer. But the king did not like that idea and offered Tycho the island of Hven. Vin? Ven? Just no H? Vin? So you ignore K's but not H's. No, you ignore H's but not K's. Okay.
It was a unanimous, we stand by it. Yeah, that's right, motherfucker, we do.
Yeah, that's fine. Everybody, you know, you can ignore whatever letter you want. Mm-hmm. The island of Aveen in Orsund. Yeah, whatever. It was about 3 miles long, so it's a pretty big island.
Take it.
Yeah. And he funded an observatory there. There were already a bunch of people living on the island, farming land. So there's about 50 families. They pay taxes to farmland, so they're kind of doing their own thing.
Okay.
Right?
And now
they don't own the land, but they're paying taxes on it, so they're like, I do my shit. And then Tico rolls in.
Uh-oh.
And he was just like, I'm going to be a feudal fucking lord.
Oh, no.
And he told them all he wanted things done his way. He took over all the agriculture planning and made the farmers produce twice as much as they had before.
Okay.
So he rolled in. He's like, you're going to double your shit.
Right.
I don't want to hear any fucking words out of your goddamn mouths.
Well, is this a quote? You're not looking at the iPad anymore.
He also made them work for free to build his castle.
Oh, shit. Okay, so...
So that's... We call that slavery.
Yeah, so he's like full asshole now.
Yeah. Yeah, he goes full on. Like, well, I'm just a... He's a nobleman, so he's like, I can do whatever I want, and you're just...
And that is noble. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. After a while, young men started going missing.
Oh, shit.
Because they didn't like the whole slavery aspect of the life that they now had.
But
so they
that's
would just
not an option.
They were just not showing up to work, and then they go to their house, and they'd be like, oh, there's no one there.
Interesting.
So Tico went and told the king. He's like, my peasants are running off.
Wow, what a big, strong man. King! My peasants are dicks.
The king issued an order that no one could move off the island.
What the what? This is really taking a dark turn fast. We're having a light...
Well, he was like, look, if you guys leave the island, then the people that are still on the island have to work more, so that's not fair, so you should all be slaves.
Yeah, you're right, that isn't fair.
You should all be slaves together.
Don't you understand? You guys should be there for each other, like a union with no rights. Like a union.
After 2 more years, the peasants were not into any of this shit and went to the king themselves, saying there was too big of a burden that was placed on them. And the king backed Tico, if you can imagine.
Wow.
Yeah. Very surprising. They had... Was that a phone that was just talking?
Yes.
Was that just Siri asking me? It's fucking amazing. Siri. Hey, Siri? Hey, Siri, can you play the dollop?
Yeah. We should have Alexa on as a guest sometime.
Oh, people get so mad when... that's right. Everyone's listening right now, and their Siri's going off. Whoops.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
Siri, stop the episode.
The king backs Tico... He said the slaves / farmers had to work 2 days out of the week for Tico.
Okay.
So that's not too bad. Someone's like, it's not too bad to be just a slave 2 days
a
week.
I'm a weekend slave. I get my week. The week's for me. Weekend, nothing. I have nothing to do with it. That's like the mentality we live in the States, except it's 5 days a week. Yeah.
It's totally America.
Well, 5 days a week I'm a slave, but then I get the weekend. And then we have Labor Day, which is off.
Speaking of Labor Day, you can type on a computer while you're giving birth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You still get your work done.
Absolutely. You don't need drugs. Helps take your mind
off
what's going on.
Anyway, welcome to America.
Yeah. This is where two guys explain pregnancy. Which is, I think, fair.
So they're working a lot. Now, legally, the peasants had to do what he wanted. Construction on the castle started in 1576. Tico wanted it to be more a palace dedicated to science and the arts than a military castle.
Okay.
It was named Orenburg after what? What? Oranienburg?
Just go with it, David.
It feels like a practical joke. Yes. After Orania, the muse of astronomy, it had rooms for huge instruments, fantastic murals, and a prison for tenants who caused problems.
Must be cool to be building your own prison. That's great. He's going to put us here if we fuck up.
There was a lab for alchemy experiments in the cellar.
Okay.
He brought in a Venetian architect. In the library, Tycho had a brass globe 5 feet in diameter. Mm. It was an accurate sphere with the positions of the stars engraved on it as they were measured over a 25-year period.
Wow. Okay.
In Tycho's study, a quadrant was built into a wall with a mural of Tycho.
Cool. That's how you know you're keeping it real.
Yep. The first towers built were not up to snuff for his scientific needs, so he had a second underground observatory built in nearby Steinborg.
So the guy with no nose knows what's up to snuff?
Yep.
Okay.
That's the correct response.
Felt a little much.
The alchemy laboratory had 16 furnaces for chemical experience. He had built a research center, which was not a normal thing for a castle, obviously.
Sure.
Soon students and artisans came there and worked beginning in 1576. Let me try this again. Oranienborg. Oranien. There's missing an N. Also had a printing press and a paper mill. This allowed Tycho to publish his own manuscripts with his own watermark. Okay. His very large staff and lots of equipment allowed 4 independent measurements of the same thing simultaneously, so that he's all about reducing errors.
Right.
He created a system of ponds and canals to run the wheels of the paper mill.
It's really great, except he's using slavery. Like, everything I'm hearing, I'm like, wow, this is fantastic. What a thinker. He's so ahead of his time, except for the fact that he was forced people to do it.
I mean, yeah. A lot of impressive... Well, that's like Amazon.
It's...
Same deal.
Yep.
A lot of impressive people would study there and go on to make their own achievements in science. It had also had secret passages housing an army of... an army for the servants, you know, in case they got out of...
Army for the servants?
Yeah, just in case they got out of control, you can kill them. And a dungeon with a fully functioning torture chamber.
What the fuck? This took... I mean, if this place ever goes up for sale, it's going to be hard to show. And then the bedrooms are great. That mural could come down. So this is the torture zone. I don't know if you guys want that. This could easily be a bowling alley. But it also, he did a lot of, Iron Maidening down here. And
does the blood come off?
The blood does not come off. We have tried to get the blood off, and it is... The problem is it's so many different people's blood. And if you stay down here long, you'll hear screams. I don't know what that is, but you do hear them. They reverberate in the walls, which reminds me, the echo in here is unbelievable. It's just... Again, you really love it. I say paint it red. That's what I would do.
Who was he torturing?
He tortured slaves or his servants. He was he had a brass nose. He was a very interesting man. But again, I mean, he got it built. But yeah, on the back of people that were forced to do it. But it really wasn't that bad. They were weekend slaves. I don't know if you've heard about that.
Oh.
They were Saturday, Sunday slaves.
Well,
they had
nice.
Their weeks. They
yeah.
had their weeks to do what sure. they wanted. They could work on their own crops or whatever. But no, on the weekends, he would kill a lot of them down here. Mm-hmm. Any hoozle-bee, we should go to the bedrooms.
This all helped him to begin running the island like an autonomous country where he was the king.
Oh, dear Lord.
That tons of distinguished visitors came, princes, people from different courts, even King James VI of Scotland. Tycho was a very big drinker.
Good.
He loved parties. Sometimes he would order, and then everyone... So
he would order like Uber Eats.
Sometimes he would order this person to speak. This person I'm about to name. He had a dwarf named Jep. And he would order everyone to stop talking and listen to Jep speak. Tycho believed Jep was clairvoyant. So Jep the dwarf would...
No. Hold on a second, asshole.
Yep.
So we're at the part of the story now where he has a clairvoyant little person who he demands speeches out of.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to take a beat.
Jep would sit at Tycho's feet while he was at the table.
Okay. May I hit the pause again? So Jep was treated like a dog at Thanksgiving. Would he feed him little turkey scraps under the table?
Every once in a while, Tycho would feed Jep a morsel of food.
Okie dokie.
He's a good boy. Who's a good boy? He's a good boy. Good little boy. Good little Jeppy. Jep, my boy. Look at his leg go.
Oh, he must smell my dwarf. Okay, so Jep, the clairvoyant dog boy, would sit under the table and be fed morsels.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, Jep talked incessantly, but he was often listened to because Tycho thought he had a second sight. Tycho...
Was there any evidence? No, keep going.
Tycho once sent two assistants to Copenhagen.
Okay.
And the day they were expected to return, Jep, who was sitting at Tycho's feet at the table, said, quote, "See how your people are laving themselves in the sea," whatever laving means. Tycho now was freaked out that his assistants were shipwrecked, and he sent a man up to the tower to look.
Okay.
And the man returned and told Tycho the ship was upside down and the men were very wet, but walking nearby.
So Jep...
Yeah. Jep's got fucking game. That's why he's kept at the feet.
Okay. Jep, give me my newspaper.
Quote, "When anyone was ill at Veen and the dwarf gave an opinion as to his chance of recovery or death, he always turned out to be right."
Well, that is quite a power to have.
That's why you keep him around, keep him close, keep him at your feet.
You're really into the foot part of this. Surely he would move other places. He wasn't just sitting on his loafer.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, oh.
He ottomaned him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Tycho also had...
Oh,
we'll get to that in a bit. Sorry.
What?
I put that sentence in the wrong place. On November 1577, the great comet arrived in the northern sky.
Whoa. Did Jep call that shot?
I don't think so. No. While scientists like Tycho were studying it, fascinated and making incredible observations, others were just losing their shit.
Okay, sure.
Lutheran Bishop Andres Calicus described it as, quote, "the thick smoke of human sins rising every day, every moment, full of stench and horror before the face of God."
Literally, Pat Robertson still talks like that.
Yeah.
This is still the Christian conservative take on stuff. Yeah. When there's a hurricane, the Lord is so angry at you, Florida.
But another bishop was like, "Yeah, but if that's what, there would always be comets if that was the case."
Exactly. There will always be comets from now on. Exactly, Bishop. Glad we're on the same team and same page.
So Lutherans were very into the idea that comets announced the coming apocalypse. Well, that was going on.
The religious people have been claiming apocalypse every year forever.
Yeah.
Oh, this is it.
They're really into it.
And it's exciting.
Yeah.
Cannot wait.
So while all that was going on, Tycho found the tail always faced away from the sun, and the comet was 6 times as far away as the moon. This should have been good news for all the people who thought the comet was going to hit the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Tycho also calculated its diameter, its mass, the length of its tail, and speculated about the material it was made of. So he's a fucking, he's got his shit. Besides the owning of people,
you're right. Other than that.
Several amateur Danish astronomers published prophecies of impending doom.
But you don't get to be an amateur astronomer.
I think you do.
You do? You just get to be like, I know what it means.
You look up and you...
Yeah, those are people. Pretty sure. My training? I don't need any. I'm like Jep. It's a sixth sense. I just tell.
Tycho rejected the comet ideas from his competitors and instead made his own predictions of terrible political events that were coming because of the comet.
You idiots! It's politically based. You sound foolish.
He said there would be a revolution and bloodshed in Moscow, and the fall of Ivan the Terrible would happen in 1583.
Okay.
He got real specific.
Sure, yeah. Right, yeah. He's been hanging around Jep too long. Jep's like, pump the brakes, buddy. That's not co-signing.
His daughter, Kirsten, died from the plague in 1576.
Jep have any call on that one? Or
Seeger got tons of support from the king in the 1580s. He was getting 1% of the annual total revenue of Denmark.
Wow.
For his fucking science party.
Sure.
Tycho loved to have parties in his castle. As part of his duties to the crown, in exchange for his castle, Tycho was the royal astrologer. At the start of each year, he presented an almanac to the court and predicted the influence of the stars on political and economic prospects.
Okay.
After each prince was born, he would do their horoscopes and predict their fates.
Jesus, that's early.
Yeah. This one's going to live like 3 months.
Oh, that sucks. Throw him in the river now. I don't want to get attached.
Tycho also spent time mapping out Denmark. He was close with both King Frederick and Queen Sophie.
Okay.
The king promised that ownership of Vin and Jarenborg, I fucking hate that one, would pass to his heirs, which was not part of the marriage deal. So right, so now the king's doing a little end around. He's like, all right, what you have, your heirs will have your shit.
Great, okay.
So a man Tycho often exchanged letters with had a question. He wanted to know if Tycho had heard about a mysterious animal he'd recently heard of called a Rix.
A Rix?
R-A-X. According to rumors, it was faster than a deer, but wielded shorter horns or antlers than a deer.
Okay.
The friend asked Tycho if there was an animal faster than a deer, and Tycho said there wasn't.
No. Jep? Mm-mm. I see. He says no, too. Now get under my feet, asshole. There's some chicken.
Tycho asked the man if he had ever seen a moose, because he happened to have a tame one that he owned. And he offered to send him the moose.
What sort of... this conversation's insane. Is anything faster than a deer? You ever seen a moose? No, I'm going to give you one. How's that? Pretty good, right?
But either way, Tycho wrote that his moose friend would trot alongside his carriage like a loyal dog, and that the moose lived inside the castle.
That is just not a good call. I mean, that's like...
They're not known to be friendly animals.
No, they're... I mean, and any animal is like that's what Siegfried and Roy used to say. Oh, no, they're like house cats. Oh, God, Roy's throat. Or maybe it was Siegfried.
Now, obviously, he had a lot of parties.
If you were at that Siegfried and Roy show, you were probably like, boy, this is a wild magic trick. Keep
going. It's a weird time to do a standing ovation. At some point along the line, you know, there's a lot of parties, the moose started to really enjoy beer.
Is this the story of Moosehead beer?
Tycho loved to show off his drunk moose to his guests.
This is crazy. What? It's awful, and it is totally like abuse. But if I was at a party and someone was like, do you want to meet a drunk moose? I'd be like... I want to see it very quickly, but then I want to talk to you about what you're doing, because it is not right. But let's take me to him now. I'm dying to see this, obviously.
A nobleman living nearby was throwing a party, and he asked Tycho if he would send the moose over.
For sure!
So he can entertain the guests.
Sure!
Tycho was happy to do so.
Hell yeah, man, I'll send him right over there.
Now, at the party, the moose got drunker and drunker. And pretty soon, he was a super shit-faced moose.
That's... What does that... I mean, that just has to look so crazy. I think the moose drank a little too much tonight. Hey, buddy. Hey. You're staying here tonight. You're not walking. Oh, shit. Moose barf. Oh, what the hell? This is all beer. Oh, this... Hold his antlers back. Hold his horns... Hold them back. Hold them back for him. I don't want to get vomit all over him. Hold him back. There you go, buddy. Get it out. Oh, God. Dude. Oh, come on. Oh, it's not good. Oh, no. Buddy. Get it out. There you go. There you go. All right, spit it out, bud. Get him some water. Get him some beer, actually. Get him some beer. Oh, he's out. At least this is just dry heaving now. This is not. He's out of stuff to put. He's out of stuff to come out of him, for sure. Oh, shit. Okay. So the moose is too drunk to live.
According to Tycho's biographer, Pierre Gassendi, quote, the moose had ascended the castle stairs and drunk.
What?
Of the
he's getting. What? The. What? Let him sleep downstairs tonight. He's a drunk. He shouldn't be using stairs to begin with, let alone intoxicated.
The moose had ascended the castle stairs.
Put him in his bed.
The moose had ascended the castle stairs and drunk of the beer in such amounts that it had fallen down them. The moose died from his fall down the stairs.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by this.
Now, right after that happened,
how much did he drink? Like, I mean, the idea that you're like, oh, man, you can't give him that much beer. Haven't you ever gotten a moose hammered?
No, man, he just drinks Budweiser. He doesn't drink craft beer.
Dude, I know he wants shots. He should not do them.
Alcohol percentage is way too high, man.
Yeah.
He's not used to that. And no gin.
Oh, we gave him a lot of gin.
He doesn't drink hard stuff.
Oh, he was that night. He was loving it.
Yeah. Well, until he died.
Well, yeah, but that was at your place. He was doing Jaeger bombs here for hours.
Do you know what it takes to kill a moose?
I do now. You'll find another domesticated moose.
I don't think I will.
Well, I don't know how it works.
That's like, you know how fucking hard it was?
I don't. I just wanted to know how fast a deer could go. And then here we are.
Well, his friend, who had asked about how fast a deer can go, now wrote back and said he would be happy to exchange a horse for the moose for a temporary period. And Tico had to respond that there was sad news.
I got bad news.
The moose had gotten drunk and died.
You want Jep? He's available.
As far as alchemy, he was experimenting on it in his castle. He had two goals. One was the normal stuff, turn whatever into gold. And then the second goal was to find a substance that would be a medicine that would cure every single illness.
Thank God he found it.
This wasn't a crazy idea at the time. Mercury was used for medicine. They had clay plates and dishes that were glazed with iron. Lead. Sorry, glazed with lead to give
perfect.
A water repellent surface.
Sure, yeah. And lead
so
is...
they were like metals good. Like they were just like, yeah, metals.
All
great.
Metals, yeah. Yeah. Have some mercury on your lead plate.
That's right. He published books about astronomy and corresponded with many scientists and astronomers all over Europe. They shared observations and technological advances to help each other be more accurate. Letters was the way scientists could build a consensus also.
Okay.
He also had some very ugly letter exchanges with critics of his theories.
Sure.
Like Nicholas Reimers, an astrologer at the Imperial Court in Prague. Plague, but it's Prague. The city of Plague. I don't want to live there.
Oh, you've got to go there. It's
great.
Very fun.
Yeah.
You'll love Plague.
It's a brief stay.
You know what they say. Once you go to Plague, you'll never leave.
These two guys had quite the blowout. See, King Frederick died from a disease in 1588, and his son and heir, Christian IV, was 11 years old.
Okay.
That's the best age to be a king.
Yeah.
A council was appointed to rule for him until his coronation in 1596. The head of the council hated Tycho.
Okay.
And Tycho's influence quickly declined. In 1588, Tycho published a new version of the universe. The earth and sun were the center of the solar system.
Lunatic.
It was well received. It became known as the Tychonic system. Now, this Nicholas Reimers guy also published a book titled Fundamentals of Astronomy that also replaced the geocentric model. Tycho did not have a great temper when it came to academics, and he looked down on commoners. Reimers was not of noble stock, and he had begun life as a pig herder.
Okay.
So he's the fucking shit human.
He married a commoner.
Right.
Somehow. Was his wife like, hey, could you be cooler about him? I mean, he's just such a piece of street shit. Love you, baby. Mwah. I'm going moose partying tonight.
I'm just thinking about him fucking her and calling her street shit. Like, that's their, like, jam. Like,
you're so lucky this is happening. You're not only below me in bed, but in class. You are beneath me. I've finished.
Okay, so somehow Somehow...
Leave your nose behind.
Fine.
Somehow...
Yes.
Somehow Reimus, because he was a pig herder, he got the nickname Bear.
That makes total sense. Yeah, because he was a pig herder. Bear, for sure.
Or Ursus. So, is that not how you say it? Is that a... Ursus? Ursus? That's the way you guys say bear?
Latin.
Oh, it's Latin.
Oh,
fuck.
You blame... Yeah.
So we got people here who speak Latin.
Yeah. always a good language to pick up.
But he was smart and quickly rose up in academic circles. His book on the shape of the universe earned him a position as the imperial astronomer to the Holy Roman Emperor Rudolf II.
Okay.
If Tycho read his work, he sat on it for a bit. He did think that Bayer had plagiarized his astronomical system.
Mm-hmm.
So Tycho first attacked Ursus in 1592. Did I do it right? Did I do it wrong? Ursus? Ursus?
That's fine. It's Latin. Yeah. Let them come for you.
We'll call him Bear.
Yeah. Let's call him Bear.
Tycho first attacked Bear in 1592.
That just sounds more fun. Tycho attacked Bear? Which wouldn't surprise me. Be like, come live with me. Do you like booze? Hmm? You're a good boy.
He had found a lot of similarities between Bear's theory and an early version of his own idea. So Tycho went through his old papers, found the early draft, and sent it out in a letter to other scientists.
Okay, so he's okay.
He's dropping the bomb.
Sure.
He alleged Bear came up with the theory after going to a dinner at Tycho's house. Tycho said he had drawn the theory in chalk on a tablecloth. By the way, great party.
Yeah, and the right surface for chalk.
Yeah.
For sure. Surely the dungeon wall wouldn't make more sense.
He said, quote, a long-nosed Ursus must have been watching and, quote, sniffed out the theory.
Hey, someone's got nose issues.
Fuck yeah.
Seriously, I bet his nose is so big and perfect. All right, Tycho, chill out. I'm just saying, he probably sniffed my papers, which I can't do.
5 years later... Bear responded.
Perfect. So Bear took his time.
Yeah. He made fun of Tycho missing his nose and brought up that he was married to a common woman. Then he mentioned that Johannes Kepler, another famous astronomer, sided with him.
Okay.
Bear included a letter from Kepler in which Kepler wrote that Bear had taught him everything he knew about mathematics.
Okay.
Now, Kepler was not an arrogant, take-all-prisoners type of guy like Tycho.
Mm-hmm.
His father was a mercenary and his mother engaged in, quote, sporadic witch-like behavior.
She's a weekend witch.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's really exhausting.
Yeah, right, yeah. She's cutting down. We've talked about it, and she's only going to do it on Friday nights.
And Saturday.
Saturday for a little while.
You're a crow.
It's Thursday.
You're
dear.
A crow.
Stop it. She did do that to me once, and it was so bad. She is the worst, but she's my the worst.
I'm a crow.
She turned us both into crows once we had sex. It was unbelievable. It's great sex, crow sex. It's very loud.
Yeah. That was author Kitty Ferguson that said she was a sporadic witch-like. The family was poor. Kepler was therefore more self-disparaging. He would refer to himself as a house dog and a worm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm a worm. I'm being such a worm today. I hate myself. I'm such a house dog.
But Bear had not taught Kepler everything he knew at all. Okay. Kepler's actual teacher heard about this and was fucking pissed when he read it.
Yeah. What are you doing? Sorry.
I was writing letters to everybody saying that. I just... That's what I do.
Well, it's a stupid thing you do.
I'm a worm!
Get off the ground, you idiot. Get off the ground. Stand up.
I'm a worm!
Stand up. Stand up.
I'm a bad boy, worm.
All right. You're forgiven. Just please stop this.
I'm a dog, too. dog worm.
Well, you don't want to be one of those. I live in an ass.
So his teacher sent a letter to Kepler. Kepler then wrote, quote, "Those who know me well will be surprised that I honored Ursus as my teacher instead of Maestlin." Tycho also wrote Kepler and was like, "What the fuck, man?" And then Kepler had to write Tycho and a public letter. He said very clearly that his letter was not an endorsement of Bayer.
Okay.
So they took Bayer down.
Okay.
While Kepler, Kepler basically ended up being the father of modern astrology. But he couldn't have done that without Tycho. With the child King Christian and his council in charge, Tycho was concerned and approached Queen Sophie, Christian's mom,
okay,
and asked her to write a statement affirming Frederick's promise to give him Vin.
Okay.
Vin, to Tycho's heirs, right? He's like, come on, man, we had a deal. And then King Christian didn't care. He was like, I don't give a shit.
Okay.
And he also didn't like science, so he's like, I hate everything about you. King Christian curbed the power of nobility by confiscating their estates. This is how he got rid of the nobles that he didn't like.
Okay.
This was a hit to their incomes. He accused nobles of misusing their offices and heresy against the church. So Tycho is one of the nobles who was not liked by the king. And it didn't help that King Christian's doctor also didn't like Tycho. And some Lutheran bishops thought the science and alchemy Tycho was up to was heresy. And Tycho had not let a local priest on Ven, including include exorcism in a baptism.
Oh, well, that's the best part of it. It's my favorite part of the baptism. Yeah. All right, let's get the demons out, then we'll dunk him. Come on, we're doing a demon dunk.
On top of that, they said Tycho did not upkeep the royal chapel.
Okay.
Then shit hit the fan.
So it sounds like things are not like... Storm clouds are forming for Tycho.
A little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Then shit hit the fan.
What about Jep? Is he saying anything? Is he like, I did not see this coming.
Yeah, he's been really sad since his favorite moose died. Then
I do like the visual of those two being like, you're my best friend.
Oh, my God. That's that's the sitcom.
There it is, yeah.
Talk about fish out of water. Then shit hit the fan when a mob of commoners rioted in front of Tycho's house. Copenhagen.
Well, keeping the it's mic, hot buddy. Up here. It is hot up here.
They could have been incited by his enemies at the court, so Tycho left Ven in 1597.
Okay. And, now
he,
what?
He brought a few instruments to.
Guitar, mandolin, stuff like that.
Yeah, to Copenhagen and Hagen.
Hagen.
I always get it the wrong way. And others, he left some people to take care of the island. And right before leaving, he competed a star catalog of 1,000 positions of stars. So he's also a fucking...
So it's like the Kama Sutra of stars.
Yeah, he's doing a little work. That's right. Yeah. He tried to get the king to let him to return, at one point showcasing his instruments on the wall of Copenhagen.
What? This is a sad, like...
He's like, look how good I am. These are all my instruments.
Give me a tablecloth. I'll chalk it out for you. This is what I did. Look how cool I am. Who put this up there? I did.
And King Christian's like, I'm 11. I don't give a fuck.
Well, but my... Come on, dude. Please?
No. Tycho accepted...
I've never been around someone with less rights than me.
Tycho accepted he would be living in exile. He wrote his most famous poem, Elegy to Dania, in which he scolded Denmark for not appreciating his genius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, jerks.
The king sent two representatives to Ven to check out the instruments Tycho left behind. They had no idea what astronomy was, and so they told the king that the large mechanical contraptions were, quote, useless and even harmful.
That's who you want doing the work for you. Potentially something that now we would be like, that really helped us make this, but they were like, it's stupid. Can barely see shit through it. The cap's on. I don't care. Let's get out of here. I'm hungry. His greatest achievement was he taught a moose how to get hammered. That's his legacy. Other than this, it's a bunch of stupid stuff. He's an idiot. Cool dungeon, though. Cool dude. Jep was really cool to us.
Oh, my God. Have you ever seen a moose headbutt a dwarf?
No.
He threw some fucking parties.
That's awesome. Yeah. So he did do some good stuff.
Yeah. Tico spent a year at a friend's castle outside of Hamburg, like you do when you're on the run.
That sounds really tough.
He lived a bit in Wittenberg, and then in 1599, Rudolf II, the Holy Roman Emperor, said, "Come work for me." And Tico moved to Prague, also known as Plague.
Plague, yep.
He was the imperial court astronomer. Built a new observatory. His family was treated like nobility now.
Finally.
Tycho was given financial support by a bunch of nobles. In return, he made astrological charts and, you know, did the baby thing. He made weather forecasts.
Did the baby thing?
Yeah, where the baby come and he'd be like, this is what's going to happen with your baby.
Oh, right. Okay, right. Sorry. Well, that could. There's many ways to take
it. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Because it does sound like sex for a minute. Let's do the baby thing.
I'll be the baby this time.
All right, get in. Lose the nose.
Around this time, Kepler was driven out of Austria because of religious persecution.
Okay.
And then he got an offer from Tycho, and he joined Tycho at his observatory as his assistant. They're very different types of guys. Remember, he wants to be a worm.
Yep.
And obviously, Tycho's an arrogant nobleman.
Mm-hmm.
Kepler had severe hypochondria, and he also suffered from violent mood swings.
Just much like a worm.
Tycho refused to share more than a few observations at a time with Kepler, and Kepler started throwing temper tantrums so big that Tycho described him as, quote, a rabid dog.
Thank you! Finally! I knew I was a doggy.
During their first months together, they constantly argued, shouting at each other, until Kepler left in a rage.
That went pretty well.
Yeah. Tycho knew Kepler wasn't the kind of mind you let leave, and he relented and apologized, and they made nice.
Okay.
In October 1601, Tycho and Kepler were at a banquet at a neighboring nobleman's house.
Uh-oh.
A noble banquet, you know, tons of food, wine, music, conversation, and they went on for hours.
This is...
Guests were expected to sit at the table and eat and drink and never get up.
Yeah, for sure. Just like the comfortability of a regular party.
That's right.
All right, and you don't leave here. Okay? Have a good time.
Getting up to go to the bathroom was considered bad etiquette.
What is good etiquette when you have to go to the bathroom? Just going?
I would just go into the table, but that's me.
Yeah, but that is you. Yeah, I'd go in a bottle. That's just me.
After some time, Tycho really had to go pee.
This is crazy. Yeah, you should allow people to pee.
The discomfort happening in his bladder increased and increased, but he was not about to go against the social norms.
What?
And when
so
he got...
So he's just going to pop with piss?
He's just sitting there in pain. And when he got home, he was in incredible pain, and he tried to pee, but nothing came out.
That's not the conclusion you want. What does that even feel? I mean, I've imagined... That you had to pee?
No.
That you can't? Nothing.
It's the worst thing ever.
So he's just full of piss. So
yeah,
much piss that it can't
piss.
Come out of him.
He's full of piss.
This feels like most planes that I'm on, where I'm like...
Why did I get the window seat?
Oh, love the window until you're like, I drank a lot of water before this, and these people are sleeping.
So he can't pee, and his abdomen is distended.
Oh, shit.
And then he gets a fever.
Cool party. Oh, really good party.
I probably should have gotten up when I had to pee.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm dying.
Hey, you know that rule we have where you can't pee?
Yeah, it's a really good one, and
it's
nobody
should
ever
break it.
It's not a
good one. I think that it's bad.
Also, why wait till you get home? Couldn't you just sneak in a bush real quick?
Well, that would be wrong. I don't know. I think he lived really close, but I can't.
That
you know.
Walk was like, no, pee.
So he.
This is a diaper party. That's what that should turn into.
He could not pee for 10 days.
Oh my God. What is happening?
Pain racked his body.
Oh.
He became delirious and then he died on October 24th, 1601.
What the fuck? What? What? This changes everything. This changes everything. That, what the fuck, you can, this, what? Oh. If that, now I know what to say when I'm on the plane. I'm sorry, it's just, did you know you can die from this? So, I'm at the point where nothing's going to come out if I wait any longer. So, I can't wait until we land. Jep, get my stuff. He's in the overhead bin. Sorry, Jep. Hey, buddy. Get on my shoulders. We're going pee-pee. You go too now. Holy shit. What a horrible way to go, too. What happened? Oh. He tried to pee. He couldn't. He waited so... He was so polite. Did I mention how polite he was at the party? This man kept to party etiquette more than anyone ever. And you're the host of the party? What? Yeah, he died because he had to pee at your party. Oh, well, I'm glad he didn't, obviously, but that sucks. Now I'm done.
Many people thought the preeminent world's astronomer had been poisoned. Who else but the jealous Kepler?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It didn't help that Kepler removed 40 years of Tycho's observations from his house while the family was making funeral arrangements. But that's the move. That is totally, you get that shit out and you fucking work.
Well, I'll help you move the papers. I know you guys probably don't want to do that, so I'll get those out of here. Sorry to hear about him, too. It sucks. He was such a good friend to me.
He was a great peer, too, when I knew him.
Oh, man, he could pee so great when he did.
Yeah.
All right, I should let you guys grieve a little more.
Okay.
Cool way to die, by the way. I think that's awesome. Sorry, I'm just... All right, I'll take all these papers, but... All right, you guys, that's cool, cool, cool. I'm going to get out of here. Oh, that's locked. Which is the one? Should I go this way? You guys look so sad. You're confused. I can tell you that, and I understand. I get it. This one's locked, too. Okay, so what should I... I'll tell you what. I'm going to put the papers in my pants, and I'm going to... I'll take the moose way out. I'm just going to roll down these stairs and see where I hit. All right. Take care. God, miss him so much. Miss him every day. Man, imagine just if he just pissed.
In 1901.
Whoa. He finally peed. He comes out of the grave like that Irishman.
Oh.
Why is that lake yellow? Hello. Oh, my God.
You can hear his ghost around Copenhagen. You just hear, you just hear a ghost going, "Oh yeah."
I mean,
oh, so good. Oh,
that is me after every flight, like audibly, like that guy. Oh.
So. In 1901, Tycho's tomb was opened up by researchers during the celebration of the 30th anniversary of his death.
Wait. In 1901, the 30th anniversary...
300.
Okay.
Sorry. Whoops. Sorry. Yeah, he lived a long time. Did I not
say
that?
We always have this argument, too. I say it's more than 30 years.
Well, I always say 30 is the same thing as 300.
You do, and that's why your favorite movie is The 30.
That's right.
Yeah.
Inside was a 5 foot 6 inch skeleton in a nice silk shirt, wool stockings, and a hat.
The tomb is just full of piss. Just bones floating in urine.
Tests concluded that he had been poisoned by mercury, which can shut down the kidneys.
Okay.
Murder.
Well, talk about right on time. Closure for the family. Let's exhume them and tell them what happened.
He was then exhumed again in 2010.
Get him out of there. Let's have a little fun. Come on.
By Danish and Czech scientists.
Sure.
The team took samples of his hair, teeth, bones, and clothes.
Hair. Does your hair keep...
Your hair stays there.
Well, that's like the Grateful Dead touch a gray video.
Yeah.
You're just sitting like, okay, cool. Beautiful hair on this skeleton. Look at that.
I think it keeps growing. Is the
it grows for a while, but I didn't know it'd stick around.
It is? All right, we got a doctor here.
I mean, I just can't picture a skeleton with like full hair, like, eh, like, oh wow, he looks like a drummer.
So they reburied him, but they had all these samples, okay. And then they did tests, and they concluded he did not die from excessive mercury.
So we're back.
It is now believed that he died from prostatic hyperplasia, or also known as an enlarged prostate gland, which can squeeze the urethra as it grows, making peeing hard and sometimes completely unable to pee. If untreated, it can be fatal. So he had to pee so bad that it like
his prostate
swelled up and then shut down. Wow. It like strangled his pee hole, which I think is the technical.
Wow. I'm glad we got rid of that party rule. So just to be clear, at this time, you could get a moose blackout drunk. But if you wanted to piss, major faux pas.
That's right. Yes.
All right. That's pistery.
Kepler went on to earn his own fame in the world of astrology. He would use Tycho's data to develop his three laws of planetary motion. He died at the age of 58.
From not pooping.
Fever, delirious. He couldn't poop. Even more recent chemical analysis of Tycho was done and revealed he was regularly exposed to large quantities of gold shortly before his death. He had 20 to 100 times higher gold than what one would expect to find in a typical person today.
What? So he was real royalty. He was golden boned.
It could have been plates or, you know.
Or maybe he was just like, I have so much, I'm going to start eating it.
And they also did wine with gold leaf. Since he'd been trying to find a medical cure through alchemy, maybe he was concocting and consuming elixirs with gold in it.
So yeah, he's just drinking some gold.
Yeah, or it could have been just working with alchemy, but that's officially how he died.
Well, Dave, he definitely, for me, died from having to piss. Wow, what a... Okie dokie.
So that's normal.
That's the story for me of a man who should have pissed.
I think the thing we can take away is that everyone should have a pet moose.
Not on the same page with you.
In the house.
Again. Have you ever seen there's this family that has a bison that lives with them? And the bison does come in.
What are you talking about? Who just says that casually?
It's like, true.
Have I seen them? Like, where, around town? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, my God. I wish if they were in my town. Good Lord. Oh, I'd be going over there a lot. But the bison will, like, come into the house, and they'll be like, Roger! And it'll, like, knock over their dinner table, and they're like, ah. It's really hard because he's so big. You're like, what? Your life is not a life? What are you doing? Yeah.
What is happening? That's not a thing. What?
Yeah, that's a thing.
No, it is. Why? What are they doing?
It just happens. Sometimes
it's a fucking giant animal.
Sometimes you imprint. That's what happens with ducks. Sometimes an animal is like, mama? And you're like, okay, sure.
Well, you can close the fucking door.
I honestly am 100% Jose thinks he's of me. No doubt.
I think a lot of people think that.
I kind of believe it, too. I don't know how it happened, but I definitely something. Yeah. I believe he's of me. But yeah, that there's a guy who like lives with a polar bear. Yeah, like has a pool. He swims with a polar bear. The bear's like, bah, and he's like, no, not now, Archie. Yeah, some fun shit out there, Dave. But you can't just be getting it drunk. That's not okay. That's where I draw the line.
That's it. So if they were getting the bison drunk, you'd be like, hold on.
Yeah, fuck no, that's not okay. Yeah, he's a house bison.
That's not a term. That's not a thing. That's not even...
Hey,
those words don't go
to YouTube and find it.
I'm not going to.
Well, then you're going to miss out.
I am 100% going to miss out.
Because you're fucking lost, asshole. Yeah. You're treating YouTube like he treated his urethra. Go down it. Jerky. Yeah. It's nature, dude. Life finds a way. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. Well, it's normal over. Shit as usual, Dave. This, like I said, is our last show on our first European tour. Thank you guys so much for coming out. For everybody who came to multiple shows, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. And we're going to move here, so get ready.